With recent protests against racial injustice and police brutality following the deaths of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and other black Americans, some groups involved in the protests have become the focus of much attention from the news media. President Donald Trump and Attorney General William Barr have blamed vandalism at protests on Antifa, while a group known as the Boogaloo Boys have drawn attention during anti-lockdown protests and showing up at Black Lives Matter events while carrying weapons. Chris Jones is a Report for America fellow. His beat covers domestic extremism for 100 days in Appalachia. He's here to talk about a story recently published on that website about these two groups. And I use that word groups loosely, as you'll understand in a moment. Thanks for joining me, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
So, Chris, let's start with defining Antifa. I understand that it's not a monolith and there is no hierarchy. Tell us what it is, but more importantly, what it is not. Give us some background on Antifa and what that represents in this moment.
So the term Antifa actually comes from the Spanish Civil War in the 1930s, and it was used to describe people who are against the fascist forces of Franco. In the 1980s, it came over to the United States, and it was used by groups of activists who would oppose white nationalists and neo-Nazis and skinheads in cities across America as kind of a catch-all term to define anybody who would come out to oppose these groups. It really became prominent in 2017 after a white nationalist protest in Charlottesville, Virginia, where a lot of people came out as counter-protesters against that action and organized under the banner of Antifa. It's important to note that it's not a group in any sort of sense. Despite what the White House and Attorney General described it as a terror organization, it doesn't actually have an organization, and it's honestly better understood as a type of activism or a type of protest that really only exists in and of itself. So when Antifa does something, Antifa exists, but once they've stopped doing something, it doesn't exist.
Another group many people have heard about in recent weeks is known as the Boogaloo Boys. That represents a very stark and different ideology than what we think of Antifa. Explain to folks what this group represents and what is known about them so far.
So the term Boogaloo began being used about 2 years ago by extremist groups online and in certain anti-government spaces and chat groups to describe what they consider to be an impending second civil war in America. Some of them believe that it's something to be sought and that they should act in order to accelerate it. And others just believe it's an inevitable thing that will happen. The group itself that we now call the Boogaloo Boys or the Boogaloo community really came out of these discussions and the type of memes that they were creating and putting out there. And then a set of aesthetics came out. They're often seen in public wearing Hawaiian shirts while they carry weapons. They have flags that have igloos on them. And a lot of this all came out of the type of rhetoric and jokes and ideologies that more well-known and established right-wing extremist groups like the militia movement or Three Percenters or Oath Keepers have put out into the world. And with the Boogaloo movement, we really see a lot of that repackaged and put out to appeal to a younger audience. They really only existed online until a pro-gun rally in Virginia a few months ago that was protesting red flag laws in that state. Then they began showing up at anti-lockdown protests in Michigan and across the Pacific Northwest. But then after the protests against the murder of George Floyd began in Minneapolis, we began seeing people who were associating themselves or dressing up as Boogaloo Boys showing up at these protests. Sometimes they would claim to be in support of the protests, but more often than not, they show up in opposition to them or what they claim is to be guarding property or statues from destruction. It's important to note that in some ways, like Antifa, they don't exist as an organization. They're really based around these online spaces and these communities that they build and this aesthetic that they've become to be known by.
National news media often does a poor job of making distinctions between these kinds of groups. What do people need to know that they aren't getting from most reporting on these protests and the people that are showing up to them?
So one of the big misconceptions is that Antifa is an organization that is committing violence. A lot of different news outlets and research organizations have really looked into this to try and find evidence. And what they found is that so far there has not been any arrest or act of property destruction or violence against law enforcement that's been deliberately and explicitly tied to Antifa. Obviously, a lot of that is a product of the fact that it does not exist as an organization. on the Boogaloo side, again, it's not a organized entity, but there have been multiple acts of murder as well as attempted terrorist attacks committed by people that have been either self-identified as in the Boogaloo community or have been identified by law enforcement as within the Boogaloo scene. In California, a man who identified himself with the Boogaloo community murdered two law enforcement officials. And in Las Vegas, the FBI arrested three men who identified themselves as Boogaloo boys who were attempting to cause mass violence during a Black Lives Matter protest.
Protests against racial injustice, they're continuing around the country. It's an election year. Tensions are really high in America right now. Given all that, it's probably safe to say that we'll be hearing more about Antifa and the Boogaloo boys based on everything you're saying. But my question is, what can we expect going forward?
So with Antifa, it's likely that we'll continue to hear that name being brought up by the White House and the Department of Justice in connection to violence around anti-police brutality protests. However, it is important to note that so far, none of it has actually been attributed to Antifa. However, Antifa will show up if there are public displays by white nationalist groups and white supremacists. The Boogaloo community itself is going through an identity crisis as it tries to define itself as not racist. However, the distinction is whether it is explicitly anti-government or if it is racist and anti-government. It's also noted that because it is such a contentious political climate, you know, there will likely be more acts of political violence. And historically, right-wing extremism rises during tense political climates. However, this is something that law enforcement on both the state and federal level are monitoring closely, and it's worth noting that most of the attacks by Boogaloo-associated individuals have been prevented before they occurred.
Chris Jones is a Report for America fellow covering domestic extremism for 100 Days in Appalachia. Thanks for joining me to tell us about your reporting.
Thanks for having me.